From WGCU News, I'm Jessica Mazaros. A new study points at Florida for Islamophobia in the nation. The report was prepared by a research project at the University of California, Berkeley. It looks at things like anti-Muslim groups, state laws, and political rhetoric. WGCU's Topher Forges reports.
The report identifies 74 groups that cause the U.S. Islamophobia Network. Three are based out of Florida. Layla Abdelaziz is with the Council on American Islamic Relations in Florida. She says these are well-funded groups with an anti-Muslim message.
There's this institution that's funded by hundreds of millions of dollars that funnels this money through at least 74 organizations to spread misinformation, to spread fear, and to intentionally create this idea or this concept that Islam, the Muslim world, Muslim Americans, and the West are mutually exclusive.
Abdelaziz says the report shows how the network's agenda influences state legislatures. It highlights two Florida bills signed into law by Governor Rick Scott. Republican State Senator Alan Hayes of Umatilla sponsored both pieces of legislation. One bill was a response to a controversy in Volusia County over a textbook accused of containing Muslim propaganda. The other banned the use of foreign laws for certain court cases. Hayes and the governor were not available for comment. The report also says Florida had five mosque incidents last year, like a man who left a voicemail threatening to firebomb the Islamic Center of St. Petersburg hours after the Paris terror attacks. Topher Forges, WGCU News.